Trump's Iran deal is declared done, but five complications say otherwise. President Trump declared the U.S.-Iran peace agreement complete on Tuesday, with Vice President Vance confirming that nuclear inspectors will return to Iran under the terms of the accord. Prediction market. Polymarket offered the starkest measure of how fast the landscape shifted. Contracts pricing the probability of a deal by June 15th had sat at just 8% as recently as last week, before repricing to near certainty within 72 hours of Trump's announcement. That velocity signals a sudden top-level decision made among a small number of principals, bypassing the pre-announcement signaling that normally allows markets and analysts to price in probability gradually. Complications began accumulating almost immediately. The UN snapback mechanism, triggered when the original JCPOA collapsed, does not simply dissolve because a new agreement is announced. Several European powers, alongside Russia and China, hold divergent interpretations of what snapback means in the current context, and that legal ambiguity could block the sanctions relief Iran was reportedly promised, regardless of what Washington declared. Iran's domestic situation adds another layer of tension. The regime executed two men this week connected to the January 2026 protest wave, a grim reminder that even as diplomatic progress occurs at the summit level, the government's response to internal dissent is unchanged. Iran's leadership appears to view internal stability as the primary existential threat. A nuclear deal does not alter that calculus for the hardline factions that retain significant power. The nuclear inspector's commitment is the most technically significant element of the agreement, if it holds. The IAEA had essentially lost visibility into Iran's program after inspectors were expelled, and restoring that access would provide at least some ability to monitor enrichment levels and centrifuge activity. But inspectors will return, and inspectors will have meaningful access to all undeclared sites, are materially different commitments. And the gap between those two formulations is precisely where previous agreements broke down. Ripple effects are already visible in adjacent geopolitics. Sudan reportedly curbed its Iranian arms purchases specifically to demonstrate alignment with American interests and court U.S. support. A reminder that when major powers shift relationship frameworks, smaller states scramble to reposition accordingly. Meanwhile, a durable Iran agreement, by stabilizing oil markets, could theoretically make it marginally easier for Europe and the United States to sustain Ukraine's support over a longer horizon, though that outcome remains several steps removed from current reality.